you know? Forget about the new stuff. Keep it classic. Stick to what I know is good. And plus, with all these old songs, half of them are like 2 minutes, 3 minutes long, so I can play 20 of them in an hour. That's crazy. That's a lot of songs for 1 hour. I have some shows where I play like 10, because I like to play long songs. Yeah, and now since it is 8 p.m., it is more or less my pleasure to hand over the reins to our very own Rick Deckard. But before I do, I think some point this summer, I'd like to, I mean, especially if we can have guests again, I would really love to have guests again. I feel like that was always such a highlight of my radio shows. For me, at least. I don't know about for the audience, but I always enjoyed, you know, talking with other people instead of just speaking into the void. Doing a bit of both. But there was one at my sophomore year, right before winter break, I had a marathon 7-hour radio show, which went from, or maybe it was longer, I feel like it was like 1 a.m. to 8 a.m. So I just saw that it was open. I was like, I'm taking it. And that was a silly idea. I think one of the scariest moments in my entire life was, I went to sit down. I went to take like a little, just like, you know, just rest my eyes for a moment, not sleep or anything. But I sat down on the couch in the studio, and I don't think I was asleep for very long, but I woke up soon after to absolute radio silence because my laptop had died while I was resting my eyes. And that's not a good look. You don't want that to happen. Dead air is like the worst thing that you can have on air. Luckily it was like, you know, 4 in the morning, so who knew? No one, I hope. I know, you guys know now. But yeah, that was one of the scariest moments of my entire life. Waking up and thinking, oh my god, the radio has been silent for 3 hours. What have I done? I think it was like 10 minutes. I have the recording somewhere. I've been too scared to go back and find out for sure. But I checked the logs and I was like, okay, this must have played for a while before it went to dead air. Yeah, that's all I got for you. I'm handing the reins over to good old Rick Deckard. Have a good night, everyone. See you next week. Actually, I mean, I need a moment to let Rick get all set up. So, I'll mumble for a little bit while that happens. Here we go. Here's Rick. I think. There he is.
Despise me. I love Zyrene, Lord knows I do. I love her till the sea runs dry. If Irene should ever turn her back on me, I'd take morphine and die.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. And even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory. I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I put my trust in you. Pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I tried.
Still ain't feeling right. Don't it seem like getting harder to find, and all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, but not with kicks. You just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise, but it ain't happened yet. So girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price.
And don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
Kicks just keep getting hotter to find.
Oh, you don't need kicks, girl.
You be so mad.
Just need help, girl.
It's too late, girl. You better get straight.
And don't it seem like
kicks just keep getting hotter to find.
Oh, you don't need kicks, girl.
Brings me to my knees. Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
There it goes. skipped school, we learned to dance on a bar stool. And if you walk hand in hand, sometimes it's easier to stand. It's my baseball game, I'm glad you came, but secretly I pray for rain. 'Cause I'm a strikeout king, but I can sing, and you said that meant everything. And it goes, all my sorrow.
Ride on your disco stick. Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick.
I wanna kiss you, but if I do, then I might miss you, babe. It's complicated and stupid. Got my ass squeezed by sexy Cupid. Guess he wants to play.
Take a ride on your disco stick. Don't think too much, just bust that kick. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick. Let's play a love game, play a love game. Do you want love, or you want fame, or you win the game? Know the love game. Let's play a love game, play a love game. Do you want love, or you want fame, or you win the game? Know the love game.
Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out and get moving.
At black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of
death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. Darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
See just how black was my life. COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.